This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Well, you've tackled your summer reading list, maybe plowed through a few entertaining beach reads or lost track of time with a particularly good novel over the Labor Day weekend. But now it is September. Time to get serious about your to-be-read list. Thankfully, fall is the biggest season in the publishing world, and we have with us a tried-and-true book curator, Michelle Filgate. She's a freelance writer and a critic and an independent bookseller at Community Bookstore in Brooklyn. Her writing has appeared in The Rumpus, The Daily Beast, and Salon, just to name a few. It's great to have you back with us, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
So some of us read for plot, some go for the beauty of the sentence, and some just want a character to dig into and fall in love with. Are there any books on your fall list that tackle all three?
Yes. Florence Gordon by Brian Morton features one of the most memorable characters I've come across in recent years, but it also has incredible prose and a really great plot, too. I think that Brian does something that not a lot of writers do very well. He is amazing at writing about senior citizens. One of his previous novels is one of my favorite books called Starting Out in the Evening that was turned into a movie with Frank Langella about an older writer who befriends a younger writer who idolizes him. And in this book, he returns to writing about a writer who, in this case, is the title of the book is her name, Florence Gordon. And she's a feminist writer who's 75 years old and lives in New York City. She's very set in her ways and hasn't quite got the attention that she deserves as a writer. And her family moves back to New York City, and she has to kind of grapple with, you know, her routine being shuffled around. So it's very much about living the artistic life. It's very much about a stubborn but admirable woman. And it's a character that I just think will stay with me for a long time.
And that's Florence Gordon by Brian Morton. And we will have Michelle's complete list of books that she's looking forward to for September at wordofmouthradio.org. So what else do I see here on your list? Merritt Tierce. Who's that? And what's the
yes.
book?
Yes. She's a debut writer, and this book really shocked me in that I wasn't expecting to like it, given the subject matter, and it really just blew me away. It's called Love Me Back. And it's about a waitress who's a mother and who's very sexually promiscuous and struggling with being a mother and struggling with being a woman and working in a restaurant. It's very much like an insider view of what it's like to work in that world. The writing itself is so brazenly honest and raw and just... It resonated with me. And everyone I know who's read it has kind of felt the same way about this book. I think that a lot of people will be talking about it.
So sounds like a tough life, single mother, struggling with having kids. But, you know, sometimes we just need one of these books to remind us of how good we do have it in this world. Anything that fits that bill?
Yes. So Emily St. John Mandel, I've been a fan of hers since her first book. This is actually her fourth novel. Knopf, which is one of the best publishers, picked her up for this book called Station 11. And it's set in a post-apocalyptic world. So what we're seeing here is it's kind of following the trend of some other recent literary books like The Dog Stars by Peter Heller, which, in fact, it's edited by the same editor. And Zone One by Colson Whitehead, which was a zombie literary novel. In Emily's book, it follows basically a flu has wiped out most of civilization. And this book really focuses on what matters and what stays with us. There's a traveling Shakespearean company and a symphony, and it proves that art resonates no matter what. And it's a hopeful book at the same time as being set in this world where everything has changed.
So that is Station 11, Emily St. John Mandel.
Yes.
Now, that's about a flu wiping out a big portion of the population. And I know there's a lot of concern and fear about epidemics now. Any good books that pick up on these anxieties?
Yes, absolutely. Eula Biss's On Immunity, which is one of the best nonfiction books I've read in recent years. And Eula is a very talented writer. in that she made me interested in a topic I didn't think I would be interested in at all. You know, she's talking about how immunization is important, vaccinations are important. And she is writing about this from the perspective of a mother. I am not a mother. I'm not interested in having kids. But reading this book really transcends the subject and proves that this is a topic that is important for every responsible citizen. She blends her own experience with literary criticism and history and science and medicine. And so it's one of those books that really makes you want to learn more about the subject.
Does she wade into this whole non-vaccine autism thing, or is it something else?
She comes down on the side of immunization is important.
We're talking about some hotly anticipated books in September with Michelle Filgate. She often introduces us to some off-the-beaten-path books as well as some of the most anticipated books in the publishing world. How about, Michelle, a good novel of those who want something other than a nonfiction book, a little bit of mystery, maybe a little bit of romance?
Yeah, one of my favorite reads this year, it's coming out next month, it's called The Paying Guests, and it's by the British novelist Sarah Waters, who has already written several novels. And she's really good at the atmospheric, romantic mystery novel, which is what this is. This is kind of the smart beach read. I almost wish it had come out over the summer, but it's also a great book to read in front of the fireplace on a cold winter or autumn day. What it is it's set after World War I has ended, and a mother and daughter need to let strangers move in with them so they can afford their bills. And this young couple moves into the house, and a lesbian romance ensues, and it feels gothic and dark, kind of like Rebecca and Jane Eyre. So it's a really great page-turner.
There's also a book from a small press that's getting a lot of attention. Tell us about this one, A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing. And this is by, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, Emma McBride.
Yes, Coffeehouse Press was really excited to get their hands on this book, and it ended up winning the Bailey's Fiction Prize, which is a prize for women writers who write in English. It's a big deal to get that. This is the Irish author's debut novel, I believe, and it centers around a girl who is really trying to find herself and failing over and over again. It's really tough book to read, but it's an incredibly rewarding book to read. Her brother has a terminal illness. He has a brain tumor. And the book touches on deals with rape and incest and sexuality and the relationship between siblings. And what's really a standout about this book is the way it's written, because she does a whole new thing. The sentences are written in fragmented thoughts, kind of how our thoughts are formed in our heads before we're really articulating them. So they're very incomplete sentences, but there's a poetry in that. And once you get into the rhythm of the book, it's unlike anything you've ever read before. So it's really innovative.
So you've gone through some September books. Any other big books that you're excited about coming out this fall?
Yes. So Marilyn Robinson, the Pulitzer Prize winning author who wrote Housekeeping, she has a third book coming out in the Gilead series. So there was Gilead and Home and now Lila, which is about the wife of the minister in Gilead. And you don't have to have read that book or any of her books to read this one. It also stands alone. But her writing, she is the master of the lyrical sentence.
And when's that coming out?
That's coming out in October. And then we also have David Mitchell's Bone Clocks. Now, David Mitchell, most people know, wrote Cloud Atlas. He's just, again, another incredible writer, and it's very exciting. It's going to get a lot of attention.
Michelle, obviously, you work at a bookstore. You're very tapped into what's going on in the publishing world. But where do you go to find out what's coming up for books?
So besides your local independent bookstore, which is way better than an Amazon algorithm, you can go. The Millions is one of my favorite literary websites, and they do this great list every year called the most anticipated books. And they also just released one recently for the second half of the year, where they list by month the books that are coming out and write a little thing about each book. So that's a great resource. I also recommend FlavorWire. They just put out a list of anticipated books for the fall. And Publishers Weekly also has a books to look forward to. So those are all great resources.
Michelle Philgate, freelance writer, critic, and independent bookseller at Community Bookstore in Brooklyn. Thank you for sharing your insider's knowledge with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we do have links to Michelle's site and more on the books that came up today. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org.